4SRY, anyone got a copy?
4SRY, this is KQ4AKE. Yep, you're loud and clear.
My truck, I'm just headed to work, man. I wanted to see how well I was getting out.
This is KQ4AKE.
4SRY mobile.
4HKX mobile.
KN4VWA. What's for lunch, big boy?
I just finished up lunch at our normal Tuesday spot over here at Puerto Vorte in Cherrydale. Puerto Vorte, it's a Mexican restaurant. I think that's how they say it anyway.
I hadn't heard of that one. I have to go over and try it. Well, I just want to say, hey, I'm finishing up all my preparations for Saturday, and if everything works the way it's supposed to, I'll be able to throw up an OCF NVIS and have my whole setup up and running and ready to go inside of 30 minutes.
Pretty much, I'm bringing a completely new setup, so I don't know how anything's going to work.
The top of that NVIS up at 30 feet. And I'm really, really interested to see how that super antenna works out. Yes, sir. I've been debating at the purchase of that Transworld, and that thing is just it's over $1,100 to get 5 bands plus 40.
I ain't near that much, but it was kind of pricey. But I wanted something that was capable of, you know, all the bands, but we'll see how it works.
Oh, I checked it out online last night. It looks good. It looks real good. Looks like you might need a tuner with it, though.
But you're supposed to be able to adjust it to where it's, you know, resonant, so you don't have to have a tuner with the radio. If that's my understanding, but now I could be wrong.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I read, too, and I hope that's the way it works out, man. It sounds great. Now, if it'll just get out, hey, that'd be good.
You know, we'll see. Like I said, that's what this is supposed to be, testing, so we're going to try it out.
Looking forward to it, and did you say you're going to bring your 991?
No, I'm not bringing it.
Alright, well maybe we'll get to try it out on that 991 of mine. If have you figured out which radios you're bringing?
57, but I don't know if I'm going to bring anything else.
Alright, well, I got an 857 in my truck on an ATOS 120 that I'm going to try out too. So, anyhow, maybe you'll get to see how that works out. But that's kind of a pricey antenna too. For mobile, it's a motor drive, but it works good. It works pretty good. All right, well, listen, I'll let you go. I just want to say hey. KN4BWA, I'll be clear at your final. 73s, bud.
73s, team. KN4BWA with KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s, have a great day.
This is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, calling Kilo Alpha 3, Julia Charlie Alpha. AA4GH calling KA3JCA Richard.
JCA.
AA4GH calling Richard. KA3JCA. How are you doing today?
Hello, Gus. AA4GH KA3JCA. Yeah, I was just laying here with my wife. She actually had to get up and go back to work. She during her lunch hour, we just laid down here and took a quick nap.
Oh, man, ham radio is important, but not as important as a good nap.
It's been up for about 5-6 minutes there. She had to be back to work by 2 o'clock.
I understand. Can't remember what you told me. What does your wife do working over?
for a company that inputs and corrects health applications. When people apply for health insurance for a company they work for, she has to go in and view it, make sure that their information is correct and all that, and process it through the system.
Well, that's important. I know how important it was to us to get that right when we were applying. So, great. Well, I just thought I'd... I'm sitting here waiting for my wife to get out of the store and thought I'd jump on and see if you had a chance to say hi. I'm going to be working on some of the Starlink things we talked about and the next day or so when I can set it up and play with it for a while. Tomorrow I'm also going to be experimenting with my Chameleon 17-foot telescoping antenna and seeing if I can get 6 meters and below on that. Over.
To hear the results on that when you get it hooked up there. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow and Thursday, but other than that, I'm pretty much free the rest of the week.
I hope your appointments go well. I'm meeting with a local guy mid-afternoon or early afternoon tomorrow. He's got the Chameleon antenna, and he's the one who recommended it for me to me for my use. And we'll see how it works out. I'm going to try tuning it this afternoon with my Nano VNA. And if I can do that, I should be able to get on 6 meters okay and, you know, do some playing around with it. Over.
You like your Nano VNA?
I think it works fine. I'm still learning to use it. And this will be my first real test to use it on something I can tune. Because what I understand is this antenna telescopes at 17 foot using a mag mount on top of my vehicle. And when the guy demoed it for me, he had a very fancy VNA. But when he went to tune it, you know, he just reached up and pulled it down 6 inches and took another reading. And so it's not hard, but I'm hoping he can hands-on show me as we do it. Over.
Good to know. So, yeah, I did know they had one a little bit more expensive than that, but, yeah, I saw that analyzer on Amazon for, like, $50, the one that you could hook to your laptop and so forth like that. So that's probably going to be one of my little Christmas gifts or birthday present gifts to myself here in the future.
That makes sense. I think I spent a little bit more than that, but under $100. And mostly yesterday or day before, I was writing the procedure out, you know, going step by step, making sure I could do it quickly. You have to calibrate it. Doesn't take long. Set a range, get rid of extraneous traces, and then hook it up to the antenna. So I've been mostly testing, you know, resonant dual band antennas, and that's really not the purpose. The purpose is for HF antennas, and so we'll see how that works tomorrow. Over.
Status of your paperwork to the ARRL. Did you get that all taken care of?
I've got the package ready. I'm a little bit stymied getting people to volunteer to be officers here. I want involvement from the local club that we picked up the pieces for. And one guy who I think would be great was worried about how much workload there is. And I told basically no workload. The trustees are going to be doing everything. We're not going to collect dues. We're not going to have fancy program, so he's one of the guys I'm meeting with tomorrow, and I'm hoping I can convince him to go forward. Over.
I wish you a lot of luck with that, sir.
Yeah, thanks. It shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, people are not wanting to, you know, add to their workload, and I get that, but, you know, I've got all the documents ready. If I can get one of my selected club officers to sign it along with me, We'll submit it to the ARRL by the end of the week. Over.
That's cool. So once you do that, you get it submitted, and once you get your official call sign like that, let me know, and I'll help you. I'll go back over and we'll search for some of the vanity stuff that we were talking about.
Absolutely. I'll be doing that as quick as I can. I guess I've got to pay the fee first. That's not a problem. But then we'll see what. I remember the ones that you picked, and any of them that with the suffix MHM are going to be probably acceptable. But we'll look at that. You will see how fast it can move forward. The ball's in my court. Over.
The biggest thing is getting the first call site back, you know, paying the fee and getting your call site back. and then before you submit your list, because I think they say, suggest you could go up to 25, just you have to make sure that they're not already taken, and they're not on the availability list. You don't want to waste a call site or whatever. So, but that's I think you could do it like in a day and a half to 2 days, come up with 25 call sites that you could, you know, put up. But you can put as much as you want, you know, or as few as you want, but you just want to make sure that you have get an opportunity to get a call that you definitely want.
I understand. I went through that when I got my vanity call sign, personal one, and I learned a lesson of being careful how I went back to check on it, because I ended up resetting the clock inadvertently and started the countdown all over. So, yeah, and they do have a means to look for available call signs, and that'll be the important one to see what's available. So, like you say, I don't waste my choices on something already taken. Over.
First time that I ever did that is you go in and you look for the ones that are available, because ones that are expired, they stay expired for 2 years. They're there, but you can't pull them or select them. Only the ones after the two-year window, and then there were some other things, and like you said, if you do it the wrong way, you end up resetting the clock, and it's like everything starts all over again, and so it's just, I guess it's a methodical steps that you have to follow to do it, so KA3JCA.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. This is AA4GH to KA3JCA. Well, hey, I appreciate it, the input and the advice, and, you know, I hope to know more by the end of the week. This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. I'm going to be saying 73 to Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Wishing you and your family a great rest of the day, Richard.
Thank you very much, Gus. It's a pleasure talking to you as always. KA4GH. This is KA3JCA, Claire.